Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing in the first parak of Maseches Trumos. Today we're going to be learning parak Aleph Mishnah Ches and parak Aleph Mishnah Tes. We learned earlier in this parak in parak Aleph Mishnah Zal the halacha that if one wants to separate truma for shemen for olive oil or for a yayin for wine, you're not allowed to separate truma for these fully processed items with olives, for example, that you intend to make into oil, or with grapes that you intend to make into wine. So grapes that you intend to make into wine aren't processed to the same level as the wine. Olives that you intend to make into olive oil aren't processed in the same level as the olive oil themselves, and therefore you're not permitted to separate grapes for a wine or olives for olive oil, again, assuming that you intend to make it into that item. Now, in a Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches, we're going to be discussing the opposite, the reverse situation, where a person wants to separate four grapes, or a person wants to separate truma for olives, and he's using shemen for the olives, or he's using the wine for the grapes. Is that reverse situation allowed or not? Says the Mishnah, Ein tor min shemen al zesim hanichtashin. A person is not supposed to separate truma with oil on behalf of olives that one plans to crush and make into olive oil, or velo yayin al anavim hanidrachim. You shouldn't use wine as truma for grapes that you intend to smash and make them into wine. Those are different levels of process, and therefore you should not be separating one from the other. However, says the Mishnah, Ve'im Taram, if one does separate truma, if one does separate for the olives with olive oil or for the grapes with wine, then truma. So truma, says the Mishnah, on a De'araisa level, on a Torah level, then the truma is valid, it is good, and it is a valid truma on a De'araisa level, and it's holy on a De'araisa level. However, Ve'yachzor Ve'yitru, but on a Midrabanan level, on a rabbinic level, the Mishnah says that you still got to go, it still remains tevel, and you got to separate truma once again. Now the Bartanura points out that the reason why in this reverse scenario we're more lenient and we allow the truma, at least on a Torah level, to work, is because we're still giving the kohen the more chashuv, the more processed, the more prominent item. We're still giving the kohen the oil, we're still giving the kohen the wine instead of the olives or instead of the grapes. So on a deraisa level, that works, but on a midrabanan level, on a rabbinic level, it does not work. So now our mission is going to differentiate. We did these two separations. The first separation worked on a Torah level, and that's truma midaraisa on a Torah level. But then on a midrabanan level, we still needed to separate truma once again. So now the mission is going to differentiate between these two different separations. Says the Mishnah, Harishona midama'as bifnei atzma. This first separation that worked on a midaraisa level, the halach of meduma applies to it. Meduma means that if we have chulin, which is regular food, and we have truma that falls into the chulin, so the halacha is that in order for the truma to be batel, in order for it to be nullified by the amount that's of chulin, right? Normally we have a concept called batel b'shish, and if you have a pot of a hot soup and you have a little milk, so if there's a 60 times the amount of soup, then the milk, then it's a work, batel b'shishim, it can be nullified, it can be canceled out based on the amount of the mixture that it fell into. So when it comes to truma, though, the halacha is a little bit more strict, that it's 1/100th, it's not 1/60th, but it has to be 100 times the amount in order for it to work. So that halacha of meduma applies to the first separation of truma, to that first little piece of truma that was separated, because on a midaraisa level, that was truma midaraisa. However, continues the Mishnah, v'chayavin aleha chomesh, and in addition, you would be obligated to pay a chomesh, a fifth for that. What does that mean? What's the halacha of the chomesh? So if a zar, if a non-kohen, were to eat truma b'shogeg by accident, the halacha is that he has to add a fifth, which ends up really being 25%, because it's 25% of the total amount, not of the 100, but let's say there are 100 units of truma, and we say that we have to add a chomesh, so a chomesh is really a fourth, which is really a fifth, which ends up being a fifth of the whole item. It's complicated, but the point is that when it says chomesh, it really means a fourth in this instance, so we'd really be obligated to pay 25% additional and add a 25% additional as a knas, as a punishment for eating the truma by accident. So the Mishnahs are saying that this first separation of truma that was done applies on a daraisa level, and therefore this halacha of meduma, this halacha of bittel, were to apply to it and not the second level of truma, as the Mishnah will say, and this additional fifth that has to be paid if someone were to eat truma would only apply to this first separation preparation of truma that was done on a deraisa, on a Torah level. And finish it off the Mishnah of a lo shnia. But the halacha of meduma and the halacha of adding on the chomesh would not apply to this second truma that was separated, because that was only separation of truma on a midrabanan level. Okay, continuing now with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes, says the Mishnah, V'tormin shemen al zesim ha-nichbashim. You're allowed to separate truma with, you could use oil as truma, on behalf of olives that are pickled. Similarly, v'yayin ala navim la'asosam tzemukim. And similarly, you can use wine to separate truma of grapes that are being made into raisins. Why is that so? Because both raisins and pickled olives are fully processed, not being made into wine, not being made into oil. And because they're fully processed, just like the oil's fully processed, so too the pickled olives are fully processed. Just like the wine is fully processed, so too these raisins are fully processed, and therefore you could use them interchangeably. You could use them for truma, one on behalf of the other. Continuing in the Mishnah, Harei shetaram shemen al zesim la'achila. And therefore, if someone separates truma and uses oil to separate truma for olives that are being used to eat, or uses olives for olives that are going to be eaten on behalf of olives that are going to be eaten, that's allowed. V'yayin al anavim la'achila, or wine could be used as truma for grapes that are going to be eaten. And grapes, v'anavim al anavim la'achila, and grapes that are going to be eaten can be used as truma for grapes that are going to be eaten. Why? Because in all of these cases, they're fully processed. If you're eating the grape, if you're eating the olive, then it's not being crushed, it's not being processed, and therefore it's at the same stage of development. Nothing more has to be done to the grapes or the olives, and therefore you can separate truma from the olives, from the olive oil, or from the wine, because just like the olive oil is fully processed, so too the olives that you're going to eat are fully processed, vice versa. And the same thing is true when it comes to the wine and it comes to the grapes. However, says the Mishnah, v'nimlach l'darchan, let's say someone changes their mind and he says, you know what, even though initially my plan was to eat these olives, or even though my first plan was to eat these grapes, now I want to process them, now I want to smash them and make them into olive oil, or now I want to smash them and make them into wine, which would not have been allowed at the beginning, but at the time my intention was to eat them, which was a fully processed stage. Says the Mishnah, Eino tzarech litrum, you don't have to separate truma again, because at the intention, at the moment of truma, at the time when truma was separated, the intent was valid. The intention was that you were going to eat these olives, you're going to eat these grapes, and therefore truma does not have to be separated once again. Quick review, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches, discuss the halacha of when the opposite case of Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dal, the case where you have oil and you are going to use that oil as truma, you're going to give that to the Kohen on behalf of olives that are going to be used for, that are going to be made into olive oil. Or you have wine, and you're going to use that wine as truma for grapes. So really, so the Mishnah says that on a deraisa level, that works as separating truma, because ultimately you're giving the truma, you're giving the kohen the wine, you're giving the kohen the shemen, the oil, which is on a higher level, which is more chashiv, more prominent. And therefore on a Torah level it works, but on a midrabanan level, it does not work, and you have to separate truma again. And the Mishnah just said that this first separation of truma that was done when you separated the wine or you separated the oil, that was truma on a deraisa level, and therefore the halacha of meduma, of bitl, applies to it. The halacha of adding a chomesh applies as well, as opposed to the second truma, which was only needed on a midrabanan level, in which case those halachos would not apply to it. And then Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dal, discussed the case where basically if there's any situation where you have something that's fully processed, so you have the fully processed oil and the fully processed wine, so fully processed oil can be used to separate truma for olives that are pickled, because those are fully processed, or wine that's fully processed can be used as truma for grapes that are being made into raisins, once again, that are fully processed. The same is true when it comes to any grapes or olives that are going to be eaten, because those two are fully processed. And the Mishnah concludes by teaching us that if a person initially had the intention of the kavana to eat the olives, or to eat the grapes, but then changes his mind and now wants to make them into olive oil or wine, so even though it wouldn't have been allowed to use them to separate truma because they were at a different level of process, because his initial intention was okay, he does not have to separate truma a second time. Have a great day.